Well, listen, with Israel, what he did, when they start panicking, see, this is a test of your growth and maturity. What presses your buttons? That's what our journey, our walk is all about, where, you know, people can't and situations can't press your buttons. See, there are those that Satan can take captive at his will. In the church, he can take them captive, mess their attitude up, keep them out of church a long time because they mad at something. Scattered amen, teaching well, scattered amens. Ain't nobody said nothing over here. This whole side. Is that true? It's true. You know like I know. You know like I know. When we go through trials and stuff, what the enemy's after, he's after your faith. He's after what God has given you. All the other stuff is just incidentals. He's always after trying to get your faith, get you mad at God, get you messed up in your mind toward God. Amen. So we must understand this and know that God has a purpose and a plan for us. When Israel was cornered, the cloud that was leading them went from in front to behind them. The Egyptians were on this side of the cloud where it was dark. They couldn't see. Israel was on this side of the cloud where it was light and warmth. In the desert where it got cold, it kept them warm. But their enemy couldn't see them, even though if they had just reached over there, they'd have touched them. But they didn't see them. God hid them. In these last days, it's going to be the super on the natural. The enemy's going to search for you sometime and ain't going to be able to see you. Why? Because God is going to hide you. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge. It's not a geographical place. It's a place in the spirit realm. When you're walking upright, God's going to protect you, going to guide you. And simultaneously, He's going to use you. Read your Bible. Peter was sitting in there, centurions all around him, chained, feet chained, hands chained. Men standing around him, men standing outside the cell, men standing outside that cell, and then men standing out there. Angel walks in. They don't see him. Huh? He strolls on in, touches Peter and says, Peter, rise, put your sandals on. Peter thinks he's having a vision, a dreaming, but then he realizes it's real. Puts his sandals on. As the angel is standing there, the men are standing there with their spears, with all their swords, all their armor on, ain't seen nothing. Ain't heard nothing. Angels carry that kind of clout. They carry that kind of authority. They come in, they shut down everything. Ain't nobody seeing nothing. Peter steps up. What happens? The chains had to obey. Ching, 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 ching. Peter gets up. It's in your Bible. Do you believe your Bible? Do you believe it's the same God? The same God that he was serving, we're serving the same God. He's the same today. And guess what? In this day and time, it's going to get off the chain. We ain't seen nothing yet. It's going to overshadow the book of Acts. Jesus said the greater works, powers of the world to come are going to manifest. They walked out of there. Now, you know, them soldiers were in trouble. They were getting ready. They were going to kill Peter the day after Easter. to show the Jews a favor, give them a joy. But God said, not so. He walked right out of there. Even the gate of the city opened at its own accord. You see, you got to understand something. When the sons of God manifest, I just saw in my spirit somebody's car driving with no gas in it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Some of y'all are going to catch up after a while. Some of y'all are going to catch up when these things start happening in your life. You go, the apostle said something crazy like that would happen. Driving, I'm not talking about around the block or to the gas station. I'm talking about long distance, not an ounce of gas in there. Not a fume. I just saw it in my spirit. It might be you. Don't try it today, now. Don't. Let's go out there. Apostle said I drive. You better go to the gas station. I said, the powers of the world to come. Now, if you need it. I don't feel like going to the gas station tonight. I'm gonna see, is this going to work? It ain't going to work. You're going to be outside the road. Seriously. Expect awesome and wonderful, powerful things to happen. We have come up on these times. And it won't be for our entertainment. It'll be for our security, our safety. God's not just in the, you know, entertainment business. No, but if you need it, when it's needful, he knows. God doesn't waste time. He doesn't waste resource. God is exacting. I like to say, we could never measure the ocean. But the God that we serve could tell us right now exactly how many ounces of water there are on this planet. The billions and billions and billions of galaxies. Galaxies with billions and billions of stars, trillions and numbers beyond number that are out there. The Bible tells us God names every one of them by name. He'll name every one of them. He gave to his servant Solomon, whom we're going to take a look at. Solomon could speak 3,000 proverbs. Can anyone in here speak 5? 10? You might be, you know, wise. You know, maybe 100. Well, how about 3,000 proverbs? From the sand on the seashore to the stars in the sky, God gave Solomon this type of wisdom. And then he told Solomon to build him a house. Solomon's testimony was, Lord, the heaven of the heavens cannot contain you. And I am to build you a house. He said, the house that I build you will be merely for sacrifice and offerings and that, because the heaven of the heavens cannot contain you. How many know God does not dwell in temples made with hands? Now, he comes here because we are here. Amen. Truth be told, you and I are his temple. Amen. That makes it very personal. Very intimate. But then you and I together are his body. Now, if your hand doesn't respond, if I tell my hand, pick up that handkerchief, and my hand ain't picking it up, I'm saying, pick the handkerchief up. And it don't want to do it. Something wrong with my hand, right? Why? It's not responding to the head. I know there are sicknesses or diseases, infirmities of that nature. And I'm not making light of anyone that has issues with that. I'm making an example here. Jesus is the head. We are the body. Take this home to some of you brothers. At home, you are the head. Say amen, brothers. Don't be checking. Hanging me out like that. Ain't nobody saying nothing. I'm looking for an amen, a head nod, anything. A smile. Anything. You are, somebody say, I'm the head. All the brothers stand up. Well, all the brothers stand up. That can stand up. Let's say this with me. I am the head. Come say, I'm the head of my household. God made me the head. I say, now I'm in trouble. Now you can sit down. Now you can sit down. I was saying that to say this. We are the head. The wife is the neck. The head can't turn unless the neck say, turn to the right. Okay. Turn to the right. I bailed you out, see. But Christ is the head. And the body is to respond. Now, we are a spiritual house. See, church is not just contained within these four walls or on the corners of cities and under steeples. It's not. Those are buildings. And that's important because that's the womb. That's where we congregate. That's where we assemble. We don't have to assemble under trees. You know, we don't have to cancel service when it rains. We have a building. We have a place. Moses was told to build a tabernacle. Solomon was given wealth by his father David to build Solomon's temple, a temple for God. Now, the key, when the temple is built according to pattern, it evokes God's presence. Remember, if it's done properly on the earth, heaven will respond. Now, we have a vision here in our house, and most churches have a vision. Most assemblies, call them tribes, call them churches, denominations, congregations, have a vision. What's important about vision?
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.